is Malcolm Ross of Joseph K, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown, all kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Teo Camporeale in Athens, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Take your Wellingtons off, children, and Mammy will tell you a pleasant story.
Good evening. Kevin Factor here with Foraging Ahead. I scrapped my planned show for today when I heard that Phil Lesh of the Grateful Dead passed away, and the Grateful Dead were a big part of my youth, and I thought, well, I'll put together a show in honor of Phil Lesh. He was a unique bass player. Mickey Hart, Bill Kreutzmann, and Bob Weir posted on their Instagram account, quote, "Today we lost a brother. Our hearts and love go out to Jill Lesh, Brian, and Graham. Phil Lesh was irreplaceable. In one note from the Phil Zone, you could hear and feel the world being born. His bass flowed like a river would flow. It went where the muse took it. He was an explorer of inner and outer space who just happened to play bass. He was a circumnavigator of formerly unknown musical words and more. We can count on the fingers of one hand the people we can say had as profound an influence on our development in every sense. And there have been even less people who did so continuously over the decades and will continue to do so for as long as we live. What a gift he was for us. We won't say he will be missed, as in any given moment, nothing we do will be without the lessons he taught us and the lessons that are yet to come as the conversations will go on. Phil loved the Deadheads and always kept them in his heart and mind. The thing is, Phil was so much more than a virtuoso bass player, a composer, a family man, a cultural icon. There will be a lot of tributes, and they will all say important things, but for us, we've spent a lifetime making music with Phil Lesh, and the music has a way of saying it all. So listen to the Grateful Dead, and in that way, we'll all take a little bit of Phil with us forever. For this is all a dream we dreamed one afternoon long ago." So that's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to the Grateful Dead. But we're going to listen to the Grateful Dead, if you can, with a particular mindset. I first listened to the Grateful Dead in high school. I think smoking pot and Grateful Dead are inextricably linked in my mind. I can't remember which came first. I think probably it was like smoking pot, and then within 48 minutes, it was the Grateful Dead. I don't remember the exact day, but I do remember the first time I heard the Grateful Dead. It was at Kenwood's room in 1982 on Carpenter Avenue in Seacliff, New York, and we'd smoked a joint, and Ken put on American Beauty, one of the two foundational Dead studio albums from 1970, the other being Working Man's Dead. And we listened to the album straight through, giving it our full attention, as only stoned teenagers can do. And I was surprised at how much I loved it and how familiar the music was. But had I known anything about the Dead, I shouldn't have been. I'd grown up on traditional Americana, folk, and early country, and bluegrass. But the music and the weed at that time were very liberating for me. Being high and listening to the Dead gave me, or my adolescent self at that time, permission to reclaim the spontaneous, goofy joy and silliness of childhood, free from the judgment of my peers or myself. It was liberating. It was both new and familiar. Now, I was always a little leery of the fandom and the cultish aspects of the Deadhead scene, but it's been ages since I sat down and listened to the Grateful Dead, and I would like you to enjoy this hour and maybe recall the joy and possibilities of your youth and listen to Phil Lesh play bass on this. He was a classically trained bassist. He met Jerry Garcia in 1963 and joined the band at the time. It was called the Warlocks. And the first time he ever played bass was with the Warlocks on stage in 1963 at a concert they had. And he never played bass the way bass players usually play bass. He didn't just play the roots. He didn't not play the roots, but he was very melodic. And if you could take a little time and listen to some of these really banal selections of Grateful Dead songs, and listen for the bass, and listen as if you are a stoned teenager. Give it that kind of attention. First up is the iconic Box of Rain, which was one of the few songs, maybe the only song that Phil Lesh sang on, and he wrote it for his father, as his father was dying of cancer in the hospital. The words are by Robert Hunter. This is off of American Beauty, Box of Rain.
Sky. What do you want me to do for you, to see you through? For this is all a dream we drew one afternoon long ago. Thank you. bits while going home. Sunlight, inch your way through dead dreams to another land. Maybe you're tired and broken, your tongue is twisted with words half spoken and thoughts unhealed. What do you want me to do for you to see you? Box of rain will ease the pain and love to see you through. Just a box of rain, wind and water. Believe it if you need it. If you don't, just pass it on.
You're listening to Foraging Ahead. I'm Kevin Factor, and we are visiting the Grateful Dead in honor of Phil Lesh. That was Box of Rain off of American Beauty. Next up, from their other iconic album of 1970, Working Man's Dead, a real kind of raunchy, bluesy tune, Easy Wind.
I've been balling a shiny black steel jackhammer, been chipping up rocks for the great highway. I live 5 years if I take my time, balling that jack and drinking my wine. I've been chipping them rocks from dawn till doom, while my rider hide my bottle in the other room. Live 5 years, I'm gonna bust my back. Yes, I will. Easy wind, cross the bayou today. Cause there's a whole lot of women, mama, out in red on the streets today. And the river you never hear a word it say. We'll be right back.
try to serve my tea. Cause I'm a stone jackpotter and my heart is true, and I give everything that I got to you. Yes, I will.
That was Easy Wind, Grateful Dead, off of Working Man's Dead. We're going to change up a little bit, move eras, if you will. The Dead played from 1965 to 1995. The only reason they stopped in 1995 is because Jerry Garcia passed away. I was in San Francisco when he passed away. It was a pretty sad day for the whole city. And they've lost several band members over the years, as you would. Ron McKiernan, Pigpen, he passed first in 1973. Keith Godshaw got kicked out of the band because of his drug use, and he died in 1980. He was replaced by Brent Midland, who then died in 1990. But Phil Lesh's passing is really... That's the end of an era. Phil Lesh kept playing, and he had new, younger musicians he would bring in. He played with Phil Lesh and Friends, and he was a good dude. Funny enough, the first Grateful Dead concert I ever saw was in Madison Square Garden, and tonight there's a different kind of cult there. But we're going to move on now to what people decry as the Dead's disco album, Money Grab. But I always loved this song. This is from Shakedown Street. Phil's bass playing on this is exquisite. Funky. Fire on the Mountain.
The barroom glow.
Was live version of Cumberland Blues. That's live from the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York, where legendary shows took place back in 1971. Cumberland Blues, Robert Hunter said the greatest compliment he ever got was when some old-timer, he said, came up to him at some dead show in West Virginia and was like, I wonder what the guy who wrote that song feels if he knew it was, these hippies were singing it. But the dead, they bridged the gap between the old and the new, and they certainly added a lot to, tremendous, to the American songbook. Next up, another live tune. This is from their first live album called Live Dead, and this is Saint Stephen. That has no real relation to the Christian martyr, but it's a good song anyway.
And bids the day goodbye. Speeding arrow, sharp and narrow. What a lot of fleeting matters you have spurned. Several seasons with their treasons, wrap the babe in scarlet covers, calling your own. Did it cloud or did it another man's feels.
of the mind, and I call it Beggar's Tomb. I got me a violin, and I beg you call the tune. Anybody's choice, I can hear your voice. Oh, oh, what I want to know, oh, how does the song go? Come hear Uncle John's band by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Take his children to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along and go alone. He's come to take his children home.
This is Kevin Factor. You're listening to Foraging Ahead. We are sort of paying tribute to Phil Lesh, born March 15th, 1940. Played bass for the Grateful Dead for 30 years and then kept playing music through liver transplant, colon cancer, prostate cancer. He was a very vocal advocate for organ transplants. He always gave a spiel, and sadly he passed away October 25th, 2024. So he just passed away Friday, right? So he'll be missed. Next up, a live recording of Passenger.
Yeah.
That was Eyes of the World off of the underrated Grateful Dead album, I think, Wake of the Flood. That was pretty early in their career. So we've been listening to Grateful Dead because Phil Lesh has passed. And if you got the assignment at the beginning of class today, it was to listen as if you were a stoned teenager and kind of getting into it. It's been a while since I've sat down and just listened to the Grateful Dead. And by a while, I mean 35 years. Holds up. This stuff holds up. It holds up for me because I'm old. We're gonna take it out with just absolute one of my favorites, Broke Down Palace.
Fare you well, my honey. Fare you well, my only true one. All the birds that were singing are I will roll, roll, roll.
myself a bed by the water's side.
In my time, I will roll. In a bed by the water's side, I will lay my head. Listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul. River, going to take me, sing me sweet and sleepy. Sing me sweet and sleepy all the way back home. It's a far gone lullaby I sung many years ago. Mama, mama, many worlds I've gone since I first left home. Going home by the waterside, I will rest my bones. Listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul. Sing a lullaby beside the water. Lovers come and go, the river roll. Fare you well, I love you more than words can tell. Listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul. Do-do-do.